Welcome to Warrior Basketball. Hold on to your seats, folks. The action's about to begin. Welcome back, Amity Warrior fans. Jeff Clark here from Amity High School. The Warrior girls get set to take on the Taft Tigers. Taft coming into this game with a 7-5 record overall. 2-1 in league. They've got wins against Sheridan and Dayton. Beat Dayton by a score of 56-42 and Sheridan 51-48. They lost to Santa Ana Christian 56-30. Warriors, of course, 2-0 in league, having beaten Sio and Dayton by an average of about 55 points a game. So, yeah, been pretty dominating. They beat Sio by 55 and Dayton by 53. So a 54 point game margin. We'll, see if they can keep that up here tonight. That's a high bar. The Warriors, really being led by their young kids. They've got three freshmen and two sophomores that are really carrying the bulk of the defensive effort. It has been, the sophomores, Sarah Grove and Maya Harzma, and the freshmen, Eliza Nisley, Aidy Nisley, and Alyssa McMullen. And then you've got the two seniors, Kylie Kendall and Megan Sharp, who kind of fit in with that. And that's your seven-girl rotation for the Warriors. If they have to go deeper than that, then you're talking about getting into Kylie Wilson, another freshman, Emily Rice, a junior. And hopefully soon, Ellie McMullen will be back. She has to get that hamstring stronger. She's working on that. And it's going to be an emotional moment when she steps back on the floor for the Warriors. But I'll tell you, her three-point shooting will be greatly appreciated by this team. The one thing the Warriors don't do particularly well is shoot the ball from the outside. They're streaky. They've got some kids that can hit those outside shots. Probably their best outside shooter is freshman Alyssa McMullen. And then Aidy Nisley has been knocking down some threes. And Maya Harzma will occasionally pop a three. Eliza will occasionally pop one. Sarah Lynn will occasionally knock one down. But really, we're different than most teams in that we don't rely on the three-point the same percentage or volume of shots that a lot of other schools do. These Warrior girls rely on playing defense, forcing turnovers, and just harassing you at both ends of the floor. On the defensive end, it's kind of self-explanatory. What I mean by on the offensive end, though, is that they're constantly digging out offensive rebounds, getting second chances, running you off of multiple screens, high-low action, just moving the ball, moving people, and just kind of beating you up and running you around and playing scrappy and just kind of at both ends of the floor, kind of that same mentality. And so we look for that to continue. Really, in league, the one challenge the Warriors look to have is going to come from Santa Ana Christian. And of course, teams can have injuries and things can happen that are out of the norm. But if the Warriors stay healthy, then it's really just us and SC in league. We're ranked number four in the state right now, and Santa Ana Christian is ranked number five. We're going to take another break here real quick. And by the way, Taft is ranked 24. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the start of this one from Amity High School. This is KLYC McMinnville, home of Warrior Sports. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Sports. Jeff Clark here, and joining me, Robbie Sharp. How you doing, Robbie?
Not bad. How are you doing?
I'm all right. You know, you don't have to actually get that close to me. It's okay.
No, I'm just trying to get a little closer.
These things don't have to connect. I like my room. That's why I make Huber sit on that other bench down there. Right? Give me some space. Getting ready for the girls' varsity action here. Warriors against the Taft Tigers. Taft coming into this game 2-1, 7-5 overall. Warriors 10-3 overall, 2-0 in league. How much girls' basketball have you been watching lately?
Not a ton, especially at the 3A level. I've been actually watching more 2A, oddly enough, over these last couple weeks. But, I mean, enough. I don't know everybody on a first-name basis like the boys' side. But
yeah. Yeah. Were you over, did you make it over to the Dayton Amity game on Tuesday for the boys?
Yes, I did.
So, a good game. Dayton's got some weaknesses inside. They do not defend the paint well, which is surprising.
You say that, yet they took down Cascade Christian.
Which is bizarre.
Yeah.
Hey, we got almost all of our points in the paint right at the basket. They killed us on the perimeter defensively.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess maybe that's what their focus was against Cascade Christian, was to focus on that big guy inside.
Yeah.
The focus on us was to stop the offense beyond the three-point line.
Well, Cascade Christian doesn't have a whole lot beyond the big. They're just a really kind of average team outside of him. He was out a couple weeks ago, and they lost a couple.
The Maurer kid?
Yeah, they lost a game they shouldn't have. A couple games were closer.
Yeah, I saw some of those
scores.
They were
in like a two-point game with Lakeview, who's nothing special.
Yeah, yeah. Well, on the girls' side of things, it's been interesting because it's really been, and those top few teams, it's been about how you match up. And, of course, Amity has knocked off Sutherland twice.
Yeah.
Nobody else has beaten Sutherland. Sutherland has beaten Corbett.
Banks took down Sutherland.
Oh, did they? I thought they only had two losses.
On a buzzer beater.
Okay. Banks is good. Banks beat you with defense and discipline.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know if you were here for our game against Banks. They really flustered us with their full court trapping and their half court trapping. They're long, they're athletic, and they're just a very good defensive team.
Well, the nice thing about Amity playing the non-league schedule they have is you've seen everybody.
Except Nyssa.
Well, except Nyssa, but I think Nyssa's at the bottom of that top tier. I think Banks is the best team in the state.
I think so too.
I think it's Banks and then everybody else fighting for second.
I think you've got a tier of second tier teams.
Yeah.
Banks is good. Banks is really good.
There's like six teams that could win the title, but of those teams, Banks, I think, is probably, they have the clearest path because they can match up with the most amount of teams.
Yeah. I think they're the best overall defensive team, and I think in girls basketball, that's the most important thing is your defensive end of the floor.
Exactly. Defense and rebounding can win you a lot. Guard play is ultimately what wins you a championship in girls basketball, but defensive rebounding will keep you in a lot of games.
Yep. But the reason guard play wins is because if you don't have great guard play, the defense just absolutely steamrolls you.
Which is the problem with Nyssa, is that their best player is a post who isn't necessarily a point guard that you can just give the ball to.
Ready to go here. Jumping up. Grove wins the tap, but tips it out of bounds. And it will go to Taft on the alternating possession right off the bat. All right, here we go. On the floor for the Warriors, both Nisleys, along with Grove, Harzma, and Kendall. In the corner, Tolan skips it across to the other side. Taft working against this zone and almost turns it over, but Weaver flicks it back inbounds off of Eliza Nisley. Left side of the key along the baseline. Taft will inbound. Tolan, Gates, Weaver, Lillibo, and Mode. Lillibo with it out on top. Backs it out. Warriors in this, looks like a 2-3 right now. We'll shift between that. Man to man. Eli, or 80 right up on Weaver there. They take a mid-range jumper, miss that. Rebound inside Grove. Grove to Eliza. Eliza pushes hard up the right side. Bounce pass to 80. 80 finds Grove on the cut for the basket. Beautiful. Great passers. Sorry, what were you going to say, Robbie?
I'm just going to say beautiful. Good chemistry.
Great passing. Now the Warriors in 1-3-1 full court. Grove up on top of this. This is new. Grove's been playing the bottom of this, trying to keep Eliza out of some foul trouble. There's your 10-second call. Eliza's been getting into foul trouble up on top of this 1-3-1, so giving her a little break from that. Letting Grove play it. Grove, just such a tremendous long athlete, about 5'9", and just causes all kinds of problems. Warriors go down low, skip it back door to Harzma. She's fouled by Tolan. Great pass there from Kendall along the baseline. Teams just don't know how to defend that baseline feed. So the Warriors will go from the corner to the baseline just outside of the key, and then we'll look to the cutter coming down from the high post, or in this case to the backside, and teams just don't defend that well.
I don't even know if it's necessarily they just can't defend that well. I think that's just something you don't, the ball movement speed is something Amity has that a lot of girls' teams don't have.
This is true too. Harzma misses the first. Misses the second, long rebound. Harzma flips it over to Kendall. On top, they go over left side to 80. 80, mid-range back out to Eliza. and the Warriors will reset to Harzma. Right side, Kendall down low. Oh, pass knocked away as Eliza tried to force it. Look at 80 chase that down. Oh, and there's a push in the back. That's some bad sportsmanship right there by number two, Nat Gates. She's lucky she didn't get called for a flagrant foul there.
Just a lazy pass there, down here.
It was. Eliza trying to go to 80 and, yeah.
Just late.
80 with the ball. Walks it up the court. Over to Harzma. To Eliza. Back to Harzma on top. They go right corner. 80 with it. Feeds Harzma down low. Back out to 80. They're trying to trap out there. 80 will take a three. Little strong. Eliza, weak side, flicks it back in. And look at Grove hustle that, chase it down. Great hustle by Grove. Chasing that down 20 feet from the basket. Eliza skips it over to Kendall. Down low to 80. 80 baseline to Eliza. Trying to go up. That was either a foul or a jump ball. Neither was called. And Kendall misses the mid-range jumper. 2-0 Warriors. 2 minutes gone. They split the defense there. Try to go across court. It's off the leg of a Warrior and out of bounds. And they give it to the Warriors. Maybe somebody touched it after that.
They haven't had a solid possession since the opening possession. They haven't been able to get it half past half court cleanly.
Yeah. Harzma sets things up to 80 on the left wing to Eliza in the corner, left side. Back to Harzma. On top, Kendall. Harzma, left angle. Fakes, gets inside, steps under, and scores. She just slithers through there. I don't know how else to describe it. She just like, oh, there's a little crack. I'll turn a little sideways, kind of get through, and get the lay-in.
You would think it'd be easy to just step in front and just shut it down,
quick.
But she does it against everybody.
Yep, so quick. Down low. Mode kicks it back out. Three-point attempt missed out there, and it's going to be Eliza on the or 80 on the loose ball foul. First foul of the game on the Warriors. 4-0, Amity, 5:18 to go first quarter. Lillibeau in the corner. Nope, now Lillibeau out on top. Take it back. If she dribbles, this should be a double dribble. Okay. They never call it, though. Weaver, left wing, doubled, goes down low, and we've got a... Somebody was out of bounds. It was number two, Gates, out of bounds.
They're a senior-heavy team.
Yeah, they are. Five or six seniors on this roster. Just the opposite of the Warriors. Couple of seniors for Amity. Left corner, 80. Down low, Eliza. What a pass. Eliza hooks it up, no good. 80 almost picked up the loose ball foul. Eliza just didn't quite locate the basket soon enough on that hook shot. Lillibeau with it. Doesn't want it. Gets it back. Still doesn't want it. And a timeout taken by Coach Jake Tolan. Like, we're not getting that ball across. It's not happening. Should be a 30-second timeout. It is.
There were two or three Taft fans that were urgently making a forward motion, get across half court.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that might negatively influence the officials there. Walking into the gym, Melissa and Dusty Steele. Expats in Texas, back in Oregon where they belong. Hey, spent a couple years down in Texas. It is good to see their faces. And people are just starting to like realize like who walked in. Making some eye contact. We knew they were coming back. It was, you know. She let everybody know, but. All right. Lillibeau gets it ahead up the right side to Gates. Gates on top. Weaver. Weaver, this 1-3-1. They get it back to Lillibeau, knocked away by Grove, gets it back. Bounce pass on the right side to Weaver. Weaver, tipped by Grove, stolen by Kendall, back to Grove. Grove, this is a little awkward, gets it to 80. Back out to Kendall for three, looks good. Oh, just a little short, 80 with the rebound. Goes back up, she's fouled. 80 and Eliza and Maya are all phenomenal rebounders for being 5-3, 5-4, whatever they are.
It's not even that they have tremendous positioning either. They're just
so quick. They just go after the ball.
Yeah.
And they don't stand around and wait for the ball to come to them. They identify the path the ball's taken. They go get it. At the line, 80 makes the first one. A couple of new Tigers coming into the game. 11 and 13. 11 is Lee, and 13 is Harkey.
I mean, really the only team that's just dominated us on the boards was Banks.
Yeah, we had a lot of problems with them.
Yeah.
Second one missed. Grove tips, pulled down by Mode. So the Warriors up 5-0 halfway through the first quarter. They throw ahead off the hands of Lee and out of bounds down the sideline. That's what you end up forcing a lot of times, are those one hand or those long passes that, you know, a lot of girls don't make those very well from 40 feet away. It's not an easy pass. A lot of guys don't make them well.
Well, you have multiple 10-second violations, you start to get desperate.
Yep. Make bad decisions with the passing. Warriors rotate the ball to Eliza, misses the three, missed everything to the left. Like I said, you know, the Warriors really, their best three-point shooter is Alyssa McMullen. Best shooter, period. And then everybody else is kind of hit and miss from three-point range. Alyssa's a great shooter. They get the ball down low and kick it back out to Lillibo. It's tipped. She gets it back in the corner. Gates fakes, wants to drive, falls down. They're going to call that on 80. Gates just off balance, awkward-looking, unathletic move. Second foul on 80.
Here comes the shooter.
McMullen in, 80 out. For Tuesday, it was Eliza getting in the early foul trouble. This time it's 80. 3:26 to go first quarter.
As long as it's just one of them and not both of them.
Exactly. Lillibo with it, working against the top of the 1-3-1. But Grove is so intimidating out there, so long. They get the ball into the hands of Harkey. She's to rotate it back around. Lillibo for three, halfway down, wouldn't stay. Rebound, Kendall. They throw ahead. Oh, Gates saw it coming and picked it off. Bad pass. But Harzma gets the steal, and she'll take it in for the lay-in. Maya Harzma so quick to the ball and paying attention. That's all that one was. Right spot, right time, but you got to pay attention. Gates on the right wing with it. Fakes. Bounce pass on top to Lillibo. Swings it. Gets it back. Grove got a touch. Oh, my. She almost had control of that before she went over. On top, they swing it to the left corner to Gates, knocked away by Eliza. Now they double her, and the ball's out of bounds to Taft. Coming in sharp, she'll get Kendall out. Taft ball, far sideline. Get it into Lee. On top, Lillibo kicks it over, and a banked three-pointer by Harkey. Freshman. They've got two freshmen on the floor. 7-3 Warriors. Eliza down low to Grove. Out in the left corner to McMullen. Taft playing hard defensively. Really active. A lot of trapping in the corner. Eliza with it left corner. Drives. Hooks it down low to Scharf. Knocked away and stolen. Gates with it. Throws it ahead. Grove with the steal. Back to Harzma immediately. Right corner Eliza looking for a cutter. Not there. Out to Harzma for three. Little strong, and the rebound flat-footed by Harkey. And there's a steal by Grove if she can track it down. Oh, that's got to be a foul. Oh, my goodness, that's dangerous. As Mode slides into the legs of Grove, Grove's okay.
That's how that knee buckled. That was freaky.
Well, you're just not expecting that. Yeah. You try to chase the ball, and all of a sudden somebody falls into the side of your leg from behind. Harzma will inbound. That's the fourth foul on Taft. Grove pulls up from 10, buries it. Wow, that was clean.
The net didn't even move.
Just perfect from 10 feet. And a jump shot, right?
Yeah.
A true jump shot, not just some set shot that kind of has a little spring to it. They throw ahead. It's knocked away by Eliza, picked up by Alyssa. McMullen. As McMullen becomes a better ball handler, she is going to be an all-league player. First team all-league, because she can flat-out shoot. Eliza with it on the right wing. It's knocked away and stolen from her and then lost out of bounds. They're going to say it went off of Harzma. That was Lillibo with the steal.
You know, it's not unreasonable to think here in 2 years, four-fifths of the first team all-league lineup for the PacWest could be Amity Warriors.
Should be, because they're going to be blowing everybody out. So how do you not do it, right?
Yeah. I mean, not just their youth, but what everybody else seems to be bringing up.
Awkward shot underneath, and Harzma taken out. No call. Lillibo took her out. Inside, fight for the ball. Sharp's going to get, oh, we're going to get a jump ball. I thought Megan was going to get called for the foul on that. Warriors basketball alternating possession. 9-3 Amity. Doesn't feel that close. They banked in one shot. 53.6 seconds to go first quarter. Harzma, bounce pass to Eliza. in the corner. Grove for three, a little strong, oh, off the side of the backboard. They throw ahead over the head of Lee and out of bounds. Or Lee threw it over Harkey's head. Take that back. Back into the game, Tolan.
The one thing that really bothers me about Megan, and I've told her this a million times, every time
this is his sister, by the way,
there's a three-point shot that goes up, she's standing on the block just waiting here. Just back up, even just a bit.
Harzma swings it on top to Eliza. Right angle, McMullen for three. Little strong. Warriors still 0-for from three-point range. Scharf couldn't corral it out of bounds. 22 and a half seconds to go, first quarter. Lillibeau gets it to Mode. Mode, middle of the court. It's Lee with the drive. She is fouled by Eliza. Or Harkey, excuse me, with the drive.
Situationally, that's not a smart foul.
He's going to be a tough runner. 13.8 seconds to go. Warriors should be able to get a final shot here. Freshman Harkey at the line. Gets the first one to bounce in. She's got four, all four of their points. One more. She's tiny, maybe 5 feet tall. Hits them both. It's their best player.
There's a lot of jump in that free throw.
There is. Well, she's tiny. McMullen for three. Little strong. Weak side. That's going to be another foul on Eliza as Harkey hustled to the ball. Her second. So now both of them have two, Eliza and AD. Kendall in, Eliza out. It'll be Taft ball, 4.7 seconds. Harkey throws it middle off the hands, and Harzma can't get to it. Ball goes out of bounds. End of one. Amity up 9-5 in a fairly ugly offensive first quarter. We'll be right back on KLYC. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Jeff Clark, Robbie Scharf here. Amity High School, Warriors against the Taft Tigers. What were we going to say?
So here's my question. When McMullen comes back, does she go to the top of the 1-3-1 zone and Grove drops back, or does she go to the back?
I think she's going to go to the side, one of the sides.
So then who goes to the back of the 1-3-1 if it's not?
Well, they've had Eliza there tonight. Right now they've got Kendall. Kendall does a good job on the back, the 1-3-1 too.
Gotcha.
She's better on a wing, but she's pretty good on the back. I just don't think, coming back off the ACL surgery, I don't think they're going to put her on top. There's so much movement required.
True.
They'll find a way to, might even play her in the middle of it sometimes. She can do that. She's such a smart player. Harzma knocks it away, picked up by Lee, back to, Harkey. These passes are ugly. Having a hard time keeping up because there's so many tip balls. There's McMullen. Almost had the steal off her hands and out of bounds. Yeah, when Ellie comes back, defensively it'll be interesting to see. Offensively, you add somebody who's got range out to 26, 27 feet to this offense, it changes it dramatically.
Well, it's somebody you can just give the ball to and just say, calm everybody down
yep.
real quick.
Kendall, we see right there, knocking that away. Harzma saves it. Grove with it. One on two, now two on two. She stops it, swings it, and that was a bad pass. She is not paying attention and Gates with another steal. Working to the right. They get it into the corner. Tolan, skip pass. Harzma tips. Harzma will chase it down. Harzma will take it in and foul. She's so fast. And you saw the just perfect anticipation. Didn't try to grab the ball, just tipped it and knew that she would be able to beat everybody else to it. And then you're in a foot race.
You're not going to be able to win the possession if you try and grab it. If you tip it out, you have the superior speed. Yeah.
It's just it's a basketball IQ issue, right? It's what are my advantages? I need to take them. Harzma bangs the first one home. Her first free throw of the day. She's one out of three, 5 points, leading all scorers along with Harkey. 10-5 Warriors. One more for the sophomore point guard. All 5-3 of her. Misses the second one. Scharf tips. Rebound to Mode. So Warriors are 2 out of 6 from the foul line.
Another tip.
Yeah, at some point, Taft's going to get tired and these tips are going to turn into steals. And that's kind of the philosophy of the Warriors defense. We're going to wear you down. You're going to make mistakes. We're going to take advantage of them. Working to the right is Mode. Tries to go in the corner. McMullen tips it away. I mean, they're barely able to get one or two passes without a ball being tipped.
Yet it's only a five-point game.
Exactly. Lillibeau on top. Under 7 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Mode doubled, drives, and throws it away. Oh, I thought she just threw it away. I guess it was tipped by a Warrior.
I think it went off of Megan's hip.
Maybe so. Tolan to inbound, left side of the key along the baseline. Throws it out on top. Gates, bounce pass over. Three-pointer is good for Lillibeau, and they've got this down to a two-point game. It's 10-8. It doesn't feel that close, but it is what it is. You are what the scoreboard says you are, to paraphrase Bill Parcells about your record. We've got a foul away from the ball on the cut. It's going to be on number 20, trying to guard McMullen on the cut. It's her second 16 foul against the Taft Tigers. Warriors will be the bonus the rest of the way. Left corner three, missed by Kendall, and a jump ball. Good hustle by McMullen in from the wing. It'll be Warriors basketball in the alternating possession.
I'd be curious to know what she's shooting from three this year.
McMullen for three. A little strong, rebound Mode. Gets it to Lillibeau. Ahead, knocked away by McMullen, stolen by McMullen. McMullen pushes it up with the left hand across half court. And that should be a foul on number 12, Lillibeau, as she tried to jump the passing lane but put a shoulder into Kendall to do it. And that'll put Kendall on the line to shoot one and one. I don't know what the coach is even asking here at this one. I mean, it doesn't matter if you got a hand on the ball or not. You put a shoulder into the offensive player on your way through, you're going to get the foul called. Kendall to shoot one and one. Good free throw shooter. Short on the first one. Sharp with a good rebound. Traveled. Didn't know where she wanted to go. Thought she wanted to go to Harzma, then changed her mind. And the Warriors sloppily stand with a 10-8 lead, 6 minutes to go. They get it in the right side to Gates. Gates hooks a awkward-looking shot up on the baseline. Harzma with a rebound. Harzma, middle of the floor, to McMullen on the left wing. Back to Harzma. McMullen, left corner, Grove. Back to Harzma on the left wing. Tries to feed Scharf, throws it away. Lillibeau with it. Warriors just struggling offensively tonight. Right corner Gates puts up a three, blocked by Kendall, fouled by Kendall. That'll put Gates on the line to shoot three. And if she's got any free throw shooting ability at all, we're going to be in a tie game or down a point. Jed just patiently, I don't know, just kind of rubbing the eyebrows. Like, first one good. Nat Gates, a senior guard, hits the first one. Second one, also good. We have a tie game. One more coming for the senior.
I mean, you can't really throw either Nisley in until...
Not yet.
What, like both 2 minutes left in the half, maybe?
Yep.
And then as soon as they pick up another, you got to pull them out.
Short on that one. Offensive rebound, pulled down. They reset to Gates. Mode on the right side. Tied up inside. Jump ball, that'll be Taft ball. 10-10 with 5:24 to go. Taft is scrappy, I'll give him that. Coach has got him working hard, Coach Tolan. Get it into Gates. Throws up a awkward scoop shot, but she got it to bank in. I don't think she knew where she wanted to go. Jed wants a timeout. Warriors are down 12-10. And this is probably the worst stretch of offensive basketball except against Banks that we've seen all year. We had a pretty bad stretch against Banks, but that was a little different defense.
That you could justify. That one, the defense was flying around and there was talent to back it up and they could, you know, turn it into points really quickly.
Really quickly.
This is not quite that. That's possibly the best team in the classification. This is not.
Well, we are 0-4, thinking from 3-point range, 0-6 maybe, 0-7.
Something around there.
I mean, Grove shot one. Harsma shot one. McMullen shot at least two.
Kendall shot at one or two.
Two? At least two. Okay. Both of the Nisleys have shot a three.
Yeah.
So that's eight maybe?
Yeah.
0-for-8 from 3-point range. I mean, we're not a great 3-point shooting team. You'd like to make a couple of those.
No, but they've been open. That's the thing.
Good looks.
Yeah.
Yeah, none of them have been forced.
I mean, some of the Taft ones, I mean, the one that banked in was, I mean, smothered.
Yeah, it's a prayer.
Yeah.
Some point, the law of averages, you should get a regression to the mean here, right? Both ways.
I was bad at math.
Well, I'll tell you what it means. There are averages for a reason. And when something is not happening at average, at some point it usually regresses back to where it should be. Corner, sorry, to Lee. They get it back on top to Lillibo. And there's McMullen jumping the passing lane for the steal. Puts the brakes on and they get it to Harsma. 12-12 game, 4:23 to go. Harsma gets a screen. It's off of this 2-3. Grove steps inside, probably fouled, hit her right on the wrist. But Harsma gets the rebound, and a little reverse hook shot goes in.
I don't know if she found the rim before that left her hand.
Just knew where she was on the floor, though. Ball down low, off the feet, knocked away. We're going to have a reach-in foul called on McMullen from behind. Didn't need to do that. You had her trapped on the baseline, nowhere to go. This is where the Warriors have got to get more disciplined defensively. You don't always have to get a steal on the ball.
Yep.
You can force turnovers a lot of ways. Both Nisley's in, and the Scharf-Kendall big combination out. So the Warriors going small and fast here. See what they can do with it. Mode in the corner. There's jack up a three from there by Lillibo. Rebound to the Warriors. 80 ahead to McMullen. 18-footer. Halfway down, won't stay. Eliza tips. Grove chases down. Grove's chased down at least three rebounds tonight outside the three-point line. 80 with the drive. All the way with the left hand and scores. How's that?
Weaving through the lane.
Little burst there. Little Lillard-esque. I like that. 16-12 Warriors. 3:29 to go. Warriors have scored six straight since the lead was taken by Taft. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll take one also and be right back on KLYC. 3:29 to go. Clock hasn't started yet, though, so there's still 3:29 to go. And Taft turns it over along the sideline. The Warrior pressure causing problems there for Lillibo. Harsma, middle of the floor, gets a screen from Grove. Bounce pass to Nisley. 80, back out to Maya. Maya, little penetration, step through with the left hand, a little off, 80 with the rebound, hooks it up, no good, ball's tipped, and out of bounds, should be Warriors ball.
There's almost a middle school freneticness to this contest at the moment.
Middle school, several things, not just the freneticness. Shooting percentages, 80 for 3, no good. I'm going to say we're 0-for-9. I'm just going to go with that. Pass to the middle to Lillibo. Back to Mode. Mode, they break the pressure. Down low to Gates. Gates back out. Three-pointer banked again. Missed. Eliza with the rebound. Throws ahead. There's a pass to Grove, and she lays it up and in. McMullen with the assist. And that's a no-dribble fast break, Robbie. How many of those do you see since Klatsk and I?
You don't see many in boys basketball.
No. Ball's loose on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball. Should be Warriors basketball in the alternating possession. Good hustle there by Eliza Nisley.
Longtime 3A fans will remember the Coquille girls that used to be able to do that kind of stuff.
I mean, that was from the top of the key. It was a pass to the sideline, a pass to a cutter up across the floor, and a lay-in. It's a beautiful. It's hard to defend. There's not much time to change what you're doing defensively when there's no dribbles. 80 steps through, was fouled, no call, hands to Maya. Down in the corner to Eliza, fumbles it, gets it back. She's going to drive right across the lane, pulls up, misses that. Grove with the rebound, lays it up and in. Just took it right off of Gates. Grove having a game. She's got 10. It's 20-12 Warriors. It's a 10-0 run for Amity. Mode to Lillibo, over to Lee. Back to Lillibo, fumbles it. Grove right back up on her. Grove, you got to pick her spots a little bit better. She's going to be exhausted. They hook a pass, and that's what the defense does. See how tired Sarah is. She's trying to pressure everybody. And that's, she's just got to learn on the top. You have to pick your spots. It's what Ellie did so well on the top of that 1-3-1 is she would just kind of lull you to sleep, pick her spot, and then tip a pass or all of a sudden be right in your face. Bounce pass to 80, steps through, banks it up, no good. Eliza in traffic, can't get it. Gates with it. Eliza, oh my goodness.
How was that not a foul?
80 put his shoulder into Gates, knocked her to the floor. Gates lost the ball out of bounds.
Wow.
Gates is laughing to her credit. I'd be pretty ticked if that was me.
I mean, and guess, unless you're going to say that she was already falling,
I don't think so. Left corner, 80, drives, bounce pass to Grove, fouled, no call. They're not calling much, yeah. I'm going to tell you. Because Grove's been fouled a couple of times in there without a call.
I mean, we hit the bonus with 7 minutes left in this quarter.
We had six fouls actually on them when we entered this quarter. We were going to shoot the whole quarter. Yeah, we haven't. Because they have 7 fouls now. Weaver, or Harkey with it, lost it. McMullen. Gets a little screen from 80, gets it ahead to Eliza. Eliza starts to drive. Looking for Grove. Ball got tipped. Grove recovers it. Good hustle by Sarah. Bounce pass to Eliza in the corner. Back to McMullen. Bad spacing. Gets it to Grove. She's fouled. Gates with it.
Hard to ignore that one.
Yeah. But when Gates fouls you, it's pretty obvious. She's the one that had the shove down here.
Yeah. Makes it count.
I'd be okay, you know. Oh, never mind. I'm not going to say anything about uniforms. I will say Taft's uniforms are not good-looking uniforms. That kind of burnt brown orangish color with black is just blah. It has no allure to it. Grove hits 1 out of 2 from the foul line.
Kind of has a Texas Longhorns look.
Yeah, I don't like theirs either. I think Texas Longhorns have ugly uniforms, that burnt orange color they got. I always thought they were ugly, especially when Vince Young was beating my Trojans in the national championship game. Taft turns it over, dribbles it off their foot. Warriors basketball, 48 seconds to go here in the second quarter. 21-12 Amity. Harzma ahead to 80. Back to Harzma. 80 in the corner to McMullen. Harzma with a little dribble gets fouled. She'll go shoot one-on-one. Ninth team foul. Lee with the foul. Harzma at the line. 1 for 4 tonight from the foul line. And 1 for 4. Oh, she got it to bounce in. Wow. That ball was a low percentage chance of going in. Bounced 3 times on the rim before it dropped in. But we'll take it. Harzma with 1 more coming. Earned the bonus. Sophomore point guard buries that one clean. So 2 for her. And the Warriors are up 23-12 on a 13-0 run. Mode works across to the right corner. That's not Rose Lillibeau in the corner. Tolan for 3. No good. Rebound. Pulled down by Lee out on top. Lillibeau blocked by Grove. They throw ahead to Harzma. Harzma chases it down in the corner. Picks it up. Bounce back. Oh, tried to go to 80. Alyssa McMullen, paying attention, chases it down with 7 seconds. 80 in the corner. Down low to Grove. Turns with the right hand. Oh, and it would not stay in. Oh, they're going to call a foul. 1-on-1 on 80. That's the cheapest foul of the night right there as the buzzer is getting ready to sound. Probably a tenth of a second when she fouled her.
It's a nice move by Grove. The drop
shot. Fake to the right shoulder, come back to the left with the right hand. Probably a good one to let go and not call. They're going to put 2 seconds back on the clock. Well, there were not 2 seconds.
Wow.
But Gates will go to the line, 80 out with her third foul. A little frustration look on her face, and understandable. Pretty rare that's called.
Especially given the context of the things that weren't called.
Yeah. Yeah. 1.5. Nope. 0.6. That's more. Yeah, I was right. I said 2/10. That's what they put on there, which means nothing. All you could do is technically tip it. Probably not going to happen. Gates to the line to shoot 1-on-1. She's a good foul shooter. misses that one. That's the quarter. That's the half. So Gates misses. And the Warriors go on a 13-0 run after Taft took a 12-10 lead. We'll take a break and be back in just a moment. KLYC McMinnville. Halftime here from Amity High School. Jeff Clark and Robbie Sharp with this girls varsity game. Taft Tigers visiting the Warriors tonight. Warriors up 23-12. Looking to go to 3-0 in PacWest Conference play as the number four team in the state and 11-3 overall. Warriors were down 12-10 with, I would say, what might have been the ugliest start to a second quarter all year for the Warriors. They were up 9-5 after one quarter, and that was pretty ugly.
Yeah.
And they got uglier to start the second quarter. And once Taft took that 12-10 lead, you started seeing some of those tip balls become turnovers, just maybe a little extra anticipation on the Warriors' part, starting to knock some things away and create some turnovers and make some things happen. So
there was no effort advantage one way or another. There was no real schematic advantage one way or another. Amity was getting more open shots than Taft. They weren't hitting them. Taft, for a while there, couldn't get across half court. That's pretty bad. But once both the Nisleys, got into foul trouble, Amity had to, not entirely back off.
Yep.
Sarah Grove was still causing havoc up top, but it wasn't quite the same.
And it got a lot tougher on Taft when he brought both Nisleys back in. They went small.
Yeah.
And you had five quick players on the floor at the same time. Just, it's so much speed.
Yeah.
Every time you don't make a perfect pass, it's got a great chance of being tipped away, picked off, going the other direction.
I don't know if, either the coaches would agree with me here, but I think their best lineup is the small lineup with Sarah's the biggest player on the floor.
It is, but it doesn't give you a good rotation off your bench.
No, it doesn't. But if you're in a pinch and need points or an energy change,
yeah,
that's the lineup that's hardest to match up
with. Well, you got five ball handlers,
yeah,
five that can run all over the floor and trap, and I love Megan, but she's not going to run out and trap on a wing and then get back and recover.
No.
She's not that kind of athlete. And, but there are going to be games where, especially, Sarah has showed a propensity to get a little foul trouble here and there. And sometimes you need that defense inside, and Megan's been very valuable with that. And Megan, if you can get the ball to her in the low post, has good moves and can really punish defenses.
I don't know how she pulled off that spin move with Dayton.
That was nice.
I have no idea where that came from.
It was
never been a part of the Scharf genetics, the ability to make that move. So I don't know where that came from. But.
Well, I think it came, it's just obviously a genetic trait. Warriors were led by Sarah Grove in the first half with 11 points. Maya Harsman was 7, Alyssa McMullen 2, 80 Nisley 3, and 5 points for Harkey, leading the way on a banked-in three-pointer to get their scoring started. At one point, she had all five of their points at the end of the first quarter. So, all right, we're going to take a break for a few more minutes. Be back. Give you some music. We'll be back with the start of the third quarter in about 5.5 minutes. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Robbie's just asking me the question I don't know the answer to, and that is, where are we on Monday? I think we are at at Harrisburg?
Oh, is it the
MLK thing?
Yeah. It is at Berg.
So.
Who are we playing?
Tiger basketball.
Not Harrisburg. I don't know. Girls are playing, I think, Ron said there might be a change to the schedule, so I don't know. I won't say. We'll find out. It'll be posted soon. Check on the, OSA schedule site and you'll see. When it's all finalized. Warriors in there 1-3-1. Grove on top of it. Tolan knocked away by 80. Can't get to it. Committed a foul. Didn't get called, luckily. It's that shoulder. Sometimes you just have to let it go, right? Could have easily been called for a foul on Lillibeau there. Lillibeau with it. Works right to Weaver. Down in the corner. Tolan. And there's a steal by Grove. Grove. Bounce pass, threw it behind 80. Nice try, but didn't get it there soon enough. 80 outran that angle. And Sarah's pass a little bit behind her and out of bounds. So Grove rested after that tough third quarter or second quarter playing on top. They get it to the middle. There's a drive, a little floater, no good. Ball's loose inside. It's going to be Taft ball. They broke the pressure that time. Well, this is a quick one. Weaver in and Lee out. Out there with Tolan, Gates, Lillibeau, and Mode. In the corner to Lillibeau on the left side, on top, Gates. Swings it diagonally to Weaver. Weaver traveled, got away with it. Lillibeau. Warriors in a 2-3 now, giving them a little different look. Almost a 2-1-2.
Yeah.
Because Sarah's coming up high in that. Lillibeau swings it to Weaver with a Warrior head on the right side. On top to Tolan. Tolan back to Weaver. They swing it left. Lillibeau for three. No good. Air ball that. Warriors basketball.
For a long time, Amity Girls watchers, that's the zone that Warrington ran against us back in the 2018 season where we lost in the first round at their
up
place.
Up there, yep.
With that gigantic 6 foot.
Yeah,
six
it's a little different middle. When you have that in the middle, right?
Yeah.
You have to kind of play a 2-3, 2-1-2 type of defense with that type of a player. Because they're just, that's where they kill you. Kendall to 80, tries to feed the post. Sarah Lynn fakes, goes up with the left hand, misses. Probably committed a foul, no call. Tolan with the rebound to Lillibeau. No score here in this quarter. There's Grove, got the tip, can't get back to it. Gates falls down, or Tolan falls down. Body's flying everywhere right now. They finally get it to Lillibeau. Lillibeau throws ahead to Weaver, lays it up and in. Warriors had multiple chances to get steals there. What ended up happening was everybody was out of position defensively. Warriors turn it over. And Eliza steals the pass back as Moe trying to find Lillibeau on the break. Great speed by Eliza Ninesley there. Eliza out on top. Has not scored this game. Kendall back to Eliza. Finds 80 on the cut. Down low. Tried to feed Grove off of Grove's hands and out of bounds. I think it surprised Grove a little bit. She was expecting 80, I think, to shoot. And then the bounce pass came and she wasn't quite ready. Tolan plays catch with Lillibeau out on top. Sarah expending so much energy out there. Oh, what was that? How is that not over and back? Oh, my goodness. She did not reestablish back in the backcourt before touching that ball. She got 1 foot over. Tolan in the corner. Weaver, the double her. Back to Tolan by the Warrior head. Lillibeau, left corner. Gates drives. Double dribbled, I thought. Got the lay-in. Well, that was awkward if it wasn't a double. She's got six in the game. They've scored four straight, 23-16. Kendall, left corner, back out to Maya on top. Harzma directing traffic, gets it to Eliza on the right angle, extended. Eliza, couple of dribbles in the corner to Maya. Trying to force it inside. It's knocked away and stolen by Lillibeau. And Eliza pokes it out of bounds off of Lillibeau. Wow. Boy, you should have forced the ball inside. I didn't hear whatever it was.
The kid in the red shirt got the ball bounced right to him. He threw it back in the court, and it just hit 80 right in the back.
80. Back to Eliza, the right corner, drives baseline, bounce pass. Kendall, mid-range, won't go. Grove, awkward shot, misses. 80, fouled. My goodness, they're not calling much. First foul, or second foul. Third on Gates. 80 will shoot a pair. Sorry if I sound less than enthusiastic. This game is ugly, to say the least. Warriors are not playing sharp.
Even the Sio game had a flow to it, at least.
Yeah, especially after the first couple of minutes.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, it was all flowing downhill. But this one is just, Warriors are just out of sync tonight in a lot of ways. 80 hits the second of two. Warriors score their first point of the second half after almost 3.5 minutes. Lillibeau up on top. Man-to-man defense. I like this. Good change for the Warriors here. Going to put some pressure on these ball handlers. Tolan on top to Weaver. Weaver with 80 on her. Gets a little screen. Goes in the corner. Bounce pass to Gates. Misses. Inside. Mode with the rebound and fouled. kind of an awkward looking shot, but I think Kendall got her. Nope, it's going to be on Grove. Her first?
I was thinking Kendall got her with the hit.
That's
potentially
what I thought too. Hmm.
Hey, who's 31, Ron?
Mode misses the first one. Harkey in. She's a little bit of a thorn in our side in the first half. I like the man-to-man defense switch for the Warriors, though. That helps to pick up your personal responsibility and that intensity that comes with that. Mode misses a pair. Good rebound by Scharf. Almost stolen away by Lee, but Warriors have it as they head up the floor. Grove, right angle, over to Harzma, down low, Nisley, bounce pass to 80, 80 fouled, no call, Scharf inside with it, don't put it down. She dribbled in the middle of like eight people in the lane there. Gets fouled, she'll shoot two. Lillibeau with her second foul. 24-16 Warriors. Halfway through the third quarter, Scharf misses the first one. It's the Warriors not helping themselves much from the foul line. One, two, three, four, five, six makes. Nine misses now. Seven makes and nine misses. So less than, and we've got a travel in the backcourt by Lee. So the Warriors, that was kind of an unforced one. She just didn't want the ball. Which is kind of forced by the culture of your defense, right?
Yeah.
Certain people are just like, I'm nervous. Eliza baseline misses. That was like a little six-footer. Got the shot she wanted, just couldn't get it to drop. Rebound by Taft. Lillibeau gets a screen. There's the switch. Misses the jumper. Grove with the rebound. Throws ahead to Eliza. Eliza, good hustle back by Taft. Swings it over to McMullen. Puts up an 18-footer. Misses. Ball out of bounds to Taft.
See, but even right there, the pass is right to McMullen and just fumbles it, which gets rid of the easy, you know, catch and shoot.
Yep. Yep, just not sharp tonight at this point. Warriors up 25-16. Lillibeau works right. Harzma on her. Get the ball inside, knocked away, stolen by McMullen. She anticipates, throws ahead to Eliza. Right there. Eliza loses it, gets it to Harzma, lays it up and in. Good job by Eliza to not only get the ball, but realize where Maya was, but should have been a lay-in. Again, a fumbled ball. Just, Warriors not sharp tonight. Not sure why. Lillibeau picks up her dribble, pressured, throws it away. Nope, saved, and Eliza's got it on the steal. Eliza pushes up the right side to Megan off her hand and out of bounds. Just right there. Perfect example. And here's what I would say to that. Know who you're passing the ball to. Make it a pass that they can handle given the situation. You had Megan running down the left side of the lane on a fast break, and you throw the ball high to her. It's not her strength.
No.
If that's Sarah Lynn, that's not a problem. But Megan wants that ball preferably on a bounce pass or something down by her waist. There's a steal by Eliza on the way. On the other side, lays it up with the left-handed end. She was on the far side of the court, saw that pass coming. Her first basket of the game, Warriors extend to a 13-point lead, 29-16.
Well, but even if you get it to Megan in that situation, the chance she's going to be able to gather and get it up is not
exactly
high,
so. It just, and that's, I always say, the pressure on guards trying to feed bigs with the ball. It's your responsibility as the guard to make the right pass for that person to be able to handle, given the situation and the player.
You have to beat their defender.
Yep.
Yep.
So we've got a timeout on the floor after a carry-on mode. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we'll stay right here. 2:26 left to go third quarter, 29-16 Warriors. So who have you seen in boys basketball that really impresses you, 2A, 3A?
3A level, surprisingly, Dayton is probably the best team right now just because Cascade Christian's having, you know, injury
issues. Westside, what's going on with them?
Westside's having serious chemistry issues.
Really? Because they've got talent.
Well, yeah, but what's the main reason Westside's been competitive the last couple of years? Transfers. A lot of transfers. That's not any different this year. They have brought in 6-7 new players this year.
It's not meshing yet.
No, and none of them are from the same school, so they didn't even know each other.
Yeah.
They didn't have time to summer league. I mean, they are really trying to build a team on the fly here. They have a ton of talent, but just not a team yet.
All right, Warriors basketball. Harzma wants a screen, gets it. Gives it to 80 in the corner. Eliza for three, or McMullen for three, buries it.
Is that her first?
Yep, first three. She's got 5 points. She got a lay-in earlier.
One of 12, maybe?
Oh, that is our first three. We've got an offensive foul called, I think, on number 11. Yeah, that's on Lee, moving the screen. Things are falling apart for Taft here. When we went to man-to-man,
yep,
things started to fall apart. And coach is like, hey, I want two new players in there. Weaver and Gates will come back. They're in trouble right now, though. They can't handle this kind of man-to-man. I think Mullen in the corner. No, no, you're out of bounds. And that should be Warrior basketball. No, 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 no. That was tipped by Taft. Hit the official standing out of bounds. At first he said play on. It's like, no, you can't play on if you're out of bounds. No, that was not tipped. I mean, that was not off the Warriors. That was tipped by Taft. But they get the break here on the call when the official really not got kind of discombobulated, I think, a little bit there. Lillibeau working against Harzma. Gets it over to Tolan. Cut off by Grove. They get it to Mode. Drives baseline. Out of control. Jumps into Harzma. Draws the foul on Harzma.
Just late to the spot.
Yeah. Mode really didn't have a good shot.
And honestly, it's not really a place Harzma needs to be, is behind the backboard. You don't need a defender.
Yeah.
If you're going to cut off baseline, you cut it off before they get to the key, not there.
Mode to the line, hits a free throw. That breaks a pretty long run by the Warriors here. I don't know what the score was at one time. I think it was 23-16. So we ran off nine straight. She misses the second one, so Mode, her first point of the game, Scharf with the rebound. Eliza, the right corner, skips it over to Grove. In left corner, McMullen. McMullen gets a couple dribbles, resets to Eliza. Nisely with the drive, leaves it for Harzma on the right wing. Back to Eliza in the corner, skip pass. McMullen, mid-range, buries it. 16-footer.
Still wasn't a crisp catch, but at least was able to get it off.
But her shot is so smooth.
Yep.
And she's so confident. I mean, she missed like her first six outside shots in this game outside of the key, and she's still doing her job knocking them down. She knocks that one away and out of bounds, almost had a steal there. Weaver will inbound. Won't be Weaver, it'll be Tolan inbounding. Way outside by the three-point line along the baseline. Tolan, Grove right in her face.
Ooh,
and
wow,
we've got a jump. Oh! All ball. Now, Got the call wrong there. Eliza Nisely calls for her third foul. She had all ball reaching in there. Oh well. They get it in. It's number 12, Lillibeau working on Harzma, and we've got a foul away from the ball. Is that on 80 or Eliza also?
I think it might be Megan.
That's on Eliza. That's her fourth. So here comes 80 back into the game. Eliza out. Boy, Eliza gave him a nice burst on the defensive side there during that man-to-man. Still a man-to-man. Tolan trying to get it in, struggling. Bounces it in. It's kicked by 80, I think. 41 seconds left to go third quarter. 34-17 Warriors doubling up Taft here. They finally throw the ball in out on top to Gates. She drives left, throws up an awkward shot, and they bail her out. My goodness. Her shots are always just a throw up at the backboard.
That was a foul by Megan, though.
Yeah. I hate it when officials bail out players who shoot poorly. Right? Poor form, off balance. I just, as an official, it's like, no. You don't get to just run in there, throw something up, and get a call. That's a middle school move. I'm terrible, but I can beat people off the dribble, and so I get to the foul line all the time. Gates makes the second one. I used to coach middle school girls. It happens all the time. Harzma, 34-18 Warriors, 30 seconds to go. Bounce pass to 80 in the corner. 80. Back to Harzma. 2-3 zone of Taft here. McMullen on top, 80. Looks to drive. Gets it back. Harzma. 80. Bounce pass inside to Scharf. Dribbles it off her foot. And there's a steal by McMullen. What great hands. And then stolen back, I guess, by Lillibeau cleanly. It's ahead to Gates, and she's fouled. Wow. Hold on, folks. You're going to hear this in the background.
So that was a foul on us, and that wasn't a foul on them. That is unbelievable.
2 minutes to go. 34-18. Sorry, I had to get that off my chest. You called a little reach-in touch foul down here. We get mugged coming the other way. They're out of control. No call. Gates to the line to shoot two. 15 foul on the Warriors. 2 seconds to go. Gates hits the first one. She's got 6 points in the game on 4 out of 7 free throw shooting and a couple of field goals. One more for the senior guard. Hits them both. 2 seconds, 80 from half court. Little strong off the backboard. After three, Warriors up 34-20 as we head to the fourth quarter. This is KLYC McMinnville. Jeff and Robbie will be right back. 8 minutes to go in this one from Amity High School. Taft Tigers trying to keep this competitive. They scored the last 3 points of the third quarter to make it a 14-point game. 34-20 Amity. Warriors, when they switched to man-to-man defense, really took the steam out of the Tigers' half-court offense.
To what steam already existed? There wasn't a whole lot to make.
Not a lot, but they were at least getting shots. That man-to-man made it really hard for them. If we don't turn the ball over, the couple of times they did get shots, it's because we turned it over. Or, you know, whatever. We turned it over. The officials let us turn it over. I don't know. McMullen for three, right angle, misses that one. That should be Amity ball. Down low, tipped out of bounds by Tolan, I believe. Warriors will inbound left side of the key along the baseline. Harzma lobs it into Grove. Grove, foul line, out to McMullen for three. Buries it. That's what I'm talking about. She has a shooter's mentality.
Just doesn't care.
Nope. Just like every shot is a new shot for her. There's no memory about what happened last shot. There's a steal by, almost stolen by Eliza. Couldn't quite corral it. And the ball's loose and now still loose and finally chased down by Gates in the backcourt. Harzma and Nisley doing a great job of pressure on the perimeter. Gates only wants to go left. Bounce pass to Tolan. Tolan tries to go back to Gates. Throws it away.
You know, I'm generally against the shot clock as a concept, but if there's one team it's going to benefit, it's going to be the Amity girls.
It is, because they can make you have to work so hard for a shot. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it. Is it going to be a 30-second? 35?
35.
Same for girls and boys?
Yep, next year.
Yeah. Great.
Glad Megan's graduating.
In the corner, Kendall with it. To Nisley on top, Harzma. Harzma looking left, finds McMullen popping out on the wing. Down low, Kendall, little eight-footer, flicks it in there so smooth. Her first basket of the game. She's had some good looks. 39-20 Warriors, this one starting to look like what we thought it should look like. Turnaround jump shot by Mode misses. McMullen with the rebound to Harzma. This is the longest our girls have, the starters have played in a long time. Since the game against, you know what I'm talking about.
Sutherland.
Nisley drives all the way in, and Eliza took that one from the left wing, down the, across the key, down the right side of the key, and all the way to the basket for 2 points. 41-20 Warriors. Weaver on the angle, right side, starts to drive, leaves it for Tolan. Kendall right up on her, one dribble, travel, changes the pivot foot, no call. Mode scoops in with the right hand, misses, gets it back, and gets fouled by Kendall from behind.
That was a decently impressive shot right there.
Yeah. It's good. It was a good move by her, good balance.
It's an awkward position to have your body in making that shot.
Seventh team foul on the Warriors, so that will put Mode on the line to shoot one and one. Under six to go here in the fourth quarter. Warriors up 41-20. Mode at the line. She's 1 for 4 today, now 2 for 5. And coming back into the game, number 13, Harkey, scored their first 5 points of the game, hasn't scored since then. One more for Olivia Mode. She misses that one, and the ball tipped out to McMullen, who gets the rebound. She leaves it for her cousin, Harzma. Harzma to Nisley. Back to Harzma. Swing. Oh, I thought she was going to McMullen. Right corner. Kendall maybe should have taken that three. On top, McMullen. Swing at left angle. Eliza down low. Kendall misses. Harzma with the rebound. Back out to McMullen. On top. 18-footer. Eliza misses. Harzma saves. And Grove saves to Harzma. Harzma's laughing as she got that ball back because of both of them having to jump out of bounds to save to each other. Harzma on the right wing with it. Lobs inside to Grove. Tips it to herself. Kendall, 18-footer. Bounces around, won't stay. Mode with the rebound. 41-21 Warriors. They took about 30 seconds off the clock that time down, though. Cross court. Little drive and a kick to Gates. Gates dribbles it off her foot and out of bounds. Gates is a strong athlete, but not a great basketball player. I wonder if she's a track athlete, maybe. She kind of moves that way. Real good straight line speed. But, Eliza drags her pivot foot. Tolan back in. She gets Gates out.
Are you thinking sprinter or distance?
I think sprinter.
Okay.
Yeah. She's kind of twitchy, up on her toes. Taft ball in the game. Lee with it, number 11. Tries to drive left. Eliza cuts her off. Ball is loose. They get it back out to Mode. Mode picks up her dribble on the wing. Tipped by McMullen with her head. She chases it down. Takes it in. Pulls up. Knocks down the little five-footer. So smooth. She stole that ball with a head deflection. Found it. Took it down. Popped a little five-footer over the top of the defense. Would have liked to have seen her bank it.
Is she another one of those soccer players?
Yeah.
So it's just natural. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, isn't your head's fine? Oh, Eliza gets away with a foul there, I think. Tolan with it, drives to the right, wants to go all the way in. And they're going to get Harzma with a reach, maybe. Yep. Her third, maybe. Eighth team foul on the Warriors. That'll put Tolan on the line shooting 1-1. Okay, so you like the Banks girls. I agree with you on that one. And you like Dayton as the best boys team playing right now.
Right now is the caveat.
I don't think Dayton's got the talent. I will say they have the best coach in the state. And I think, you know, nobody makes better adjustments than Ron Hoff. Nobody gets more out of his players than Ron Hoff.
Yep.
And so, you know, if other teams are struggling with chemistry, McMullen for three, no good, weak side, tipped, Eliza with it, gets blocked, Kendall misses, Eliza tips, Harzma with the rebound. Harzma resets. If other teams are struggling with things like chemistry or injuries, it really does give Dayton a huge advantage. What a move by Eliza Nisley along the baseline, twisting and contorting her body to get the lay-in after she slithered right along the baseline. And there's a reach in by Grove. 45-23 Warriors, 3.5 to go.
They did play Westside, the team that's having the chemistry issues, and they did lose to Westside at home.
It was early, right?
It was very early. And then I believe they played them a couple weeks ago and beat Westside by 10 or 12 points. So, I mean, it's give and take. Westside's definitely the more talented team. Dayton's the more complete team at the moment.
Who did Dayton lose to? They lost to Westside. That's their only loss?
They lost to Westside. I can't remember who else. I feel like
I think that's
two.
Their only loss.
It might be.
I think they only got one.
The team I want to see them play is Banks. That's who I think is comparable to them.
The Banks boys are underrated, I think.
Yeah, and they have a better, like, individual player than Dayton does. They have Ben Mayo.
Well, they also have their point guard, Merrick.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Mode hits a pair at the foul line. He's the best point guard I've seen in the state in a few years. Not necessarily, I mean, he's a good offensive player, but man, he is in control of the game. Inside, Sharp with the left hand, misses it, Mode with the rebound. 3:20 to go in this one. Warriors up 20. Warriors still play man-to-man. Mode, drives, trips.
The thing I will say that'll warm the hearts of Amity fans everywhere, this is probably the worst De La Salle team in
They beat us
maybe
earlier this year.
Yes,
but we were not at full strength and missing a couple players.
Compared to years past, this is probably the worst De La Salle's been in maybe Broadus's tenure.
Yeah, they have a big guy, but their guard play is not nearly what it has been. They don't have that one guy that can just get his own shot and kill you.
And if nothing else, it's a completely different team stylistically. They are much slower.
Well, they got to play at the big guy's speed, right?
Yeah.
you know, and he's loaded, I guess, like 6'5",
yeah,
big guy. We did not have Reagan when we played them, so we didn't have the big body to put on him and beat him up a little bit inside. Warriors with the ball. McMullen for three, buries it. Alyssa McMullen, her third three. Remember when she hadn't made anything early,
yeah,
in the game? Yeah. She just keeps shooting. She does not care. I love it about her. She has a shooter's mentality. And, yeah, just great shooter. There's a drive and a miss inside by Taft, rebounded by Harzma. Harzma looking at McMullen, running out left, takes it in with the left hand, misses that one, and the rebound to Gates. Fumbles it over to Harkey. Harkey throws a cross court pass, knocking people down left and right. Out on top, they swing it. Tolan drives baseline, she's fouled by Kendall.
Yes. Can't just stick out your knee like that.
2:28 to go in this one. Kylie Wilson coming into the game, another freshman. 48-27. No, that was a foul. That's just...
Yeah.
Warriors with their 10th foul. Somehow, even though they've been flying into people, knocking people down, doing all kinds of stuff, Taft has three fouls this half. Kendall out with her third foul. Kylie Wilson in. Kylie just a freshman post. Kylie Wilson has really good basketball instincts and a good basketball IQ. Just has to get more aggressive. There's a miss by Tolan and a rebound pulled down by the Warriors. Ball's tipped out of bounds, Amity ball.
I haven't watched a whole lot of JV, but I have heard she's been dominating JV from at least the sounds of it.
Nope, she has been, for sure. She understands the game well. She's got a nice shooting touch. She's gonna be a 3-point shooter for this team next year.
That's what they need.
She can shoot. McMullen looks at the three, gives it to Eliza on the baseline, pulls up for the mid-range, won't go. Wilson gets the foul.
12-3.
Apparently we are four times more aggressive than Taft in this half.
12 fouls, 3 fouls.
2:11 to go here in the fourth quarter. 48-28 Warriors with the lead. Mode misses. Mode, look at this. This is her night. She's shot 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. This will be her 12th free throw attempt. She misses, again, two of them. It's knocked out of bounds by Gates. She's made 6 out of 12 from the line. Like, you do not see a lot of girls basketball players get 12 foul shots in a game. My goodness. 2 minutes and a few seconds. High post. Wilson out to Scharf. Scharf drives. Scoops. Oh, I thought she was going to get it. Wilson. Should have been a jump ball. No call. Taft with it. They throw ahead. That's going to get knocked away. McMullen with the steal. Gets it to Eliza. You just see. I mean, if you throw the ball long and we've got anybody running back, we're going to get that ball. Eliza with the drive, the kick to McMullen. Three from the corner, buries it.
Nice shot.
That's her fourth three of the game.
Just a clean four.
It is. And the shots are usually pretty clean, too. Once she gets locked in, it's just like nothing but net every time. It's a little drive and a strip. There's another foul. That's good. 13 fouls on the Warriors in this half. 3 on Taft. If Taft was not being aggressive at all defensively, that would be fine. But they are. They're grabbing, slapping, pushing, bumping, shoving, tripping, doing all those things, hip checking, just not getting called. At the line, number 13, Harkey makes the first. She'll have one more. Liliana Rideout coming in. And Emily Rice with a minute 24. 51-29 Warriors. Oh, and Caden Christensen. Everybody's out except Wilson and McMullen. One more coming for the freshman, Evelyn Harkey. So it was an ugly game. They've got a 22-point lead. It's, you know, even ugly, they're pretty good. 51-30. If Jed could have done anything, it's like get them into man-to-man sooner just to get that energy and that rhythm going.
Sure.
I love man-to-man full-court pressure to get your team engaged. It's just so much different than a zone. Especially if you trap with that man-to-man. Down low, right out with it. Out to McMullen. Swings it to Christensen, over to Rice. Thinks about the three. Couple of dribbles. Tried to leave it for right out. Turns it over. There's a throw ahead. And that's a foul by Caden Christensen. I'll give her that one. She fouls Harkey. That was Lillibo with the steal.
I am thoroughly captivated by the student section's mimicking of Jed.
Is that what they're doing?
Yes. Even down to the last
comp. Oh my goodness, they are. That is absolutely hilarious. So our boys in our student section are doing anything Jed does. So I want to see Jed all of a sudden do a somersault. This is what I would do if I were him. Just do a somersault and see if they do it.
Jed? Jed? Somersault.
I would do that. No, they're not mimicking me. They're mimicking you. You need to do the somersault. 54 seconds to go in this one. Jed won't do it. He's too reserved. But it would be hilarious while they're at that end of the floor. Rice for three. A little short. Rebound. Pulled down by Taft. Harkey pushes up the right side with 40 seconds. They swing a pass over the head of a teammate and out of bounds.
Gotta make your own entertainment, right?
You do. you have to capitalize on the opportunity to entertain the fans, because the game has not been entertaining for a while. Christensen looking for a cutter, nothing there, gets it to Wilson. Wilson turns. And they're gonna say a blocking foul before the shot. The fourth team foul. So they're going to inbound the ball with 21 seconds. 51-31, Warriors on top, convincingly inside to Wilson, bobbles it, gets it back to McMullen, short jumper, buries it. Just such a beautiful shot. And she hasn't missed in a while. Made probably her last four in a row in this game. Couple of threes, couple of twos. There's a drive on the right side, Lillibo misses, rebound Wilson. Bounce pass to right out with 5 seconds. Right out, throws ahead to Christensen. Christensen lays it up. Oh, and misses it. Are they going to call foul? No. They're going to wave it off. They didn't do that at the end of the first half. Why would they do it now? But they do. Final score, Amity 53, Taft 31. Be right back with some final numbers for you on KLYC. Welcome back, Warrior fans. We had our own form of entertainment the last couple minutes of the game, where our boys in our student section decided to mimic everything Jed did on the bench. And then through the handshake line and huddling with the team and everything else, it's a good show of how much they care about the girls team and about Jed McMullen as coach. And, they're having a little fun with him, and he can enjoy that. Warriors were led tonight. Alyssa McMullen had 2 points at halftime, had 20 points when it was all said and done. She got going in the second half, especially about midway through the third quarter, and stayed hot the rest of the game. Sarah Lynn Grove with 11, all those in the first half. Harsman with 9, 80 Nisey with 4, Eliza Nisey with 6, Kylie Kendall with 2, Scharf with 1. I think that is all the scoring there. And the Warriors get an easy win by 22 points, 53-31. I say easy win. It was never really in doubt. Even when they were down 12-10 in the second quarter, they went on a 13-0 run to end the quarter. They pushed that up to 14 points at the end of the third, but it was really never that close. It was 17 points near the end of the third, and it just felt like the Warriors could flip the switch anytime and put it away, and they did in the fourth quarter. All right, that is it for this game. Our next game will be boys tomorrow at 2:30-ish. That's the scheduled start time against Western Christian. So this is an added game for the Warriors. Looking for this here. The girls do not play tomorrow. Let me pull the boys schedule up here. Yeah, Western Christian tomorrow, 2:30. Be a tough matchup for the boys. That's Western Christian's a good team, great, very well coached team, and should be an entertaining game. It's supposed to be at Western Christian. They've got some issues facilities wise over there, so we're gonna host it here tomorrow. So hey, if you can't be here, be on the air with us and support these Warriors as they continue on with a game tomorrow about 2:30 versus the Western Christian Pioneers. All right. That's it for us tonight. Appreciate you joining us. Have a great night, everybody. Thank you for joining us on this broadcast of Amity High School Sports. Be sure to listen next time, and remember, it's always a great day to be a Warrior. So long, everybody.